To remember is to live. To forget is to die. When someone who is no more lives in our memories, he is suddenly present again. A woman who used to know my mother once told me a few things about her, years after her death, things I did not know. My mother had helped her in a moment of need, had confided in her, had also spoken about me. Thus, unexpectedly, my mother was present again. When someone dies, the best way to help those who loved her is perhaps to recall episodes in her life. In memories, we preserve the soul. By remembering, we can win a small victory over the inevitability of death, but it is often easier to forget. What we forget is far bulkier than what we remember. Our memory is sternly selective. We think about the people who are useful to us and let the others go. We can rummage about at will in our memories, but in our archives, there are many we will never again retrieve. Thus, we can discern a basic attitude, rarely explicit toward other people. To put it bluntly, there are A-grade and B-grade people. Those who count, who are useful, entertaining, pleasant, helpful to us. And even if we may not admit it, those we consider less useful or pleasant. To take this attitude toward others to its logical extreme is a subtle form of violence. To ignore and forget someone is invisible violence, accomplished without punches and shooting. Yet it is still violence, since it pushes the person into the realm of loneliness and irrelevance.